1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A search continuing for four Americans kidnapped after they crossed over the border into Mexico last week.
U.S. officials say four Americans traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina plates crossed into Mexico on Friday, shortly after gunmen began shooting at the van, kidnapping all four people inside. One Mexican bystander was also killed. President Biden briefed the FBI and State Department working with the Mexican government to find them.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. Despite Russian forces nearly surrounding the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, Ukraine's president vowing his forces will not retreat. Russia's been trying to capture the city for months at the cost of thousands of lives. 23 people facing domestic terrorism charges after dozens attacked the site of a police training center outside of Atlanta. The location has become a flashpoint for clashes between police and left-wing protesters following the police-involved shooting death of a local environmental activist in January. This is ABC News. A Massachusetts man is in custody facing federal charges after authorities say he tried to open an emergency hatch on an airplane, then tried to stab a flight attendant.
Investigators say about 45 minutes before the United Airlines flight from L.A. to Boston landed, Francisco Torres went into a bathroom and broke a metal spoon, turning it into a weapon, then went to an emergency exit and tried opening the door, which can't be opened mid-flight. In a confrontation with flight attendants, authorities say Torres attempted to stab one of them in the neck three times, but luckily it only hit that flight attendant's shirt collar and tie.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. The man could face up to life in prison if convicted. Amid four derailments in Ohio within the past 5 months, including the devastating East Palestine derailment, Norfolk Southern now says it plans to improve the use of detectors along tracks that are supposed to spot overheating bearings and other problems that could lead to derailment. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. No sour happy fun time haha power hour. Welcome to the no sour fun time haha power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
We'll take it.
We will take it. And this is the hour of the day where we lighten things up a little bit. You know, if you made it through the policy talk and the funding talk and the voting talk, this is your dessert. At least that's the way we say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless your dessert is policy and civics and all of that, which I'm friends with plenty of people,
who
are that way. But for everyone else, this is the cultural fun part of the show. And coming up in the next segment, some solid advice. I feel like if you follow the National Park Service on Twitter.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Really, really solid, mm-hmm. If not obvious.
Yeah.
But solid advice. So we'll talk about some of the advice just as recently that they've given that is good.
Yeah.
And obvious. And then at 1:30, we have some more etiquette debates. I think we have picked out some good ones for today. Tomorrow, because I feel like some of these deserved an entire segment. Which,
in and of itself.
So this isn't for today, but tomorrow, just to prep that, our etiquette debate is, because we talked about offering to pay the bill when you're on a date.
Right.
Even if your date insists on covering the whole thing. But I think this is contentious. So tomorrow we're going to talk about splitting the bill evenly when you're out with friends.
Okay.
And what's the right call? So that's for tomorrow. But I was like, we can't do three because that one I think people have very strong feelings about. So we will do that at 1:30. But to kick off, I've bare minimum Mondays.
This is a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing so much as at least this one content creator, entrepreneur has coined it to be a thing. And I think a lot of us would love for it to be a thing. But if you had to guess, Jane, what bare minimum Mondays are, what would you say that they include?
I assume it is a modified version of quiet quitting.
Oh.
Right? It just sounds like it's like about doing less.
Yes, it's certainly not a productivity hack.
Yeah, I didn't think, let's do more. No. So this is going in the opposite direction on things you should cut back on Mondays.
Yes. So this comes from, her name's Marissa Jo Mays, and she's a self-employed TikTok creator.
Ah.
She's also a startup founder, and she's gone viral for what she calls bare minimum Mondays. Now, she totally acknowledges, so let's just get this off the
acknowledge it right off the bat.
The criticism of it is She totally, she doesn't have a kid. She works at home. She works for herself. So there's certain things that she does that are just not feasible. So my question is less of just being able to adopt exactly what she does, but more of the ethos of a bare minimum Monday and ideas for how we could adopt, like things that we could reasonably do in our jobs or other people could reasonably do in their jobs to make Mondays a little less daunting and alleviate the Sunday scaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So this is her, this is kind of how she got here. So in 2020, I worked in medical device sales. I was completely miserable and burned out. I thought the problem was my boss or the work culture in corporate America, so I quit my job and gave self-employment a whirl. I soon realized the issue was bigger than that. I had a, quote, hustle culture problem, a perfectionism problem. I was still approaching work the same way as in my corporate job. It was like a cycle. It was a cycle of stress and burnout. I'd feel bad because I was so burned out, I couldn't do anything. So I'd make an insanely long to-do list for Mondays, guilty, with the hope of overachieving my way back to feeling good about myself and how much I was getting done. Guilty. Every week, the Sunday scaries would hit, and every Monday, I'd sleep in until the absolute last second because I knew that list was waiting for me. The pressure I was putting on myself was paralyzing, and I realized something had to change. So I feel like that scenario is not uncommon.
Absolutely.
I think I feel that. I mean, that's why I work on Sundays, so I don't feel as stressed out on Mondays.
Right, right.
And I think that what she says is, I will overachieve my way out of overwhelm. That hit me really hard as far as how I feel like if I just can get all of this done, if I can just get my routine better and fit more things into the same hours, like, then I will feel better.
And she's saying that's not true.
And she's saying that's never going to be the case. So basically, she created this thing for herself called Bare Minimum Mondays. And she does. So these are some of the things that she does. And so she does not take meetings in the first 2 hours of the day.
No Monday meetings.
No Monday meetings before 10 a.m.
All right.
She'll do reading, journaling. She'll do some stuff around the house. She also will not be on technology, so she doesn't check her emails, text messages, social media for the first 2 hours on Mondays.
Wow.
So then around 10, she does whatever she wants to do creatively. That's like work-focused but is more creative versus admin.
Okay.
So for her, since she's a content creator, she's working on visuals, she's filming something.
Graphics, whatever.
Yeah, so it's work-related, but it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll do an hour before breaking for lunch or go for a walk. Then she does her main work tasks for 2 hours, not multitasking, not distracted, not on her phone. And then she'll basically do like another hour after that. So my Monday work is shorter, but because it's really focused work, I get the same amount done as my old 8-hour work days. And so, obviously, many people, you can't always say you're not going to have a Monday morning meeting. I know for most sales cultures, there's a Monday meeting. We have a Monday meeting that every other week we get to go to.
Yep.
But then they switch times so that Todd and Earl can go to it on the other days. And so, my question, I get the ethos of, how do you make Mondays a little bit easier? And I think she has figured out something that works for her. But my question is, what are other ideas to make Monday an easier pill to swallow?
Well, what she has designed for herself is literally not applicable for most people in the working world. It simply isn't. I would love to be able to read a book and do whatever for 2 hours, but then I'd have to get up at 5.
Yeah.
In order to do that. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to take an hour for lunch and have lunch and go for a walk and do all that? That's just not practical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And the only thing I can think, which you're not going to like, to help make Mondays easier is to work on Sundays.
Which I already do.
I know, and I do too. And I don't know what else would make that better.
And I would love to hear from people listening right now if you have other ideas or something that works for you to alleviate the Sunday scaries and not walk into this feeling of a laundry list of things to do and the hurdle that the beginning of the week can feel like. So 844-967-2789, or you can leave a comment if you're watching the live stream and I can read that out loud. But one of the other points she makes in there that I also associate with and sometimes wonder for myself is she refers to herself as being neurodivergent. And she doesn't say if she's ADHD or autistic or something that that's kind of a catch-all term now. But she says, I'm assuming if she has ADHD, at least that's because that's what I have, is we often do extra mental lifting that neurotypical people don't do in order to mask or fit in. Because we're overcompensating, we can be more prone to burnout, letting myself off the hook for a lot of unspoken expectations and rules that didn't really matter was so liberating. And I do feel like that sometimes as far as to overcompensate for my distraction or what I like the amount of that I get overwhelmed or like the over-preparing.
Right.
Because of, I don't know, it's just how I've always worked. And so like what maybe doesn't take someone else as long takes me longer and trying to overcompensate for that.
We have Stephen from Green Bay on the line checking in on Beer Minimum Mondays. We got about a minute and a half, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm going to start out by saying I didn't know you guys had a live stream where I can actually watch you guys. And my mental picture of what you guys look like is different than what you guys actually look like. But anyways, what my wife and I do is on Sundays, we do kind of like a power down thing where we don't do anything from noon until bedtime on Sunday. Hmm. And we just kind of do whatever we want. And then Monday morning, we wake up refreshed and ready to go.
I like that. I like that as far as, and then just whatever's for you on Monday, you deal with on Monday?
Yep, Monday will come eventually.
That is true.
So you don't do any work on the weekends, Stephen?
No, we do on Saturday, and then we'll wake up usually around like 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then work until noon, and then but noon forward, no work for me and my wife.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. We have to let you go, but I would love to know what you thought we looked like. Thanks, Stephen, for the call. But that is true. We do have a live stream, so if you'd like to watch Jane and I, you can always do that.
And never forget that there's a reason why some of us went into radio in the first place was because no one could see you.
You're getting used to it. People Whatever. Love to see you laugh, though. And the looks that we give each other that don't translate into an audio medium.
That's true.
All right. When we come back, National Park Service, just give it out. Free advice. Free, solid advice. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
And- As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Badnair. I was hoping that was going to be the song that you were going to choose. That was, quick side note, that when I was, God bless my mom, but when I was first auditioning for musical theater in Madison for the CTM, Children's Theater of Madison, again, we've established not a great natural born singer. I got better for a little while and then I stopped taking voice lessons and I regressed. But my mom, knowing that I could perform but not really sing, we would try to choose songs where I could really sell it.
Sure.
And Bare Necessities was one of those songs that I used to use to audition for.
I bet you were adorable.
I was adorable. I'm pretty sure, I forgot which one I used that for, that I did get a callback. I did not get the part, but I did get a callback. And so it's a good kid song. I had a whole dance.
I bet. We need to see that. We need to resurrect that.
All right. Well, I always appreciate, it's one thing for any, you know, companies when they have a really good social media strategy.
Look at the Milwaukee Public Library.
Yes. But so it's one thing when a company does it, but when a governmental agency does it, it's like just chef's kiss as far as they figured out how to tap into whatever. Either it's someone who works there that is creative enough or gets social media enough to develop a sense of humor, but then still work within the confines of what we do as an organization.
And the mission of the agency.
And how we can still be useful, but entertaining. And I was not aware of National Park Service's Twitter that has over 1 million followers.
And you should follow them.
It's 1.1 million followers. And it is, I mean, it's not a fake one. It's not like Lake Superior, which is a fake Twitter account for Lake Superior. That's hilarious.
It is.
But it's not like the people in charge of keeping Lake Superior clean. It is someone who has just taken it upon themselves to tweet as Lake Superior.
Yes, exactly. No, this is the actual U.S. Park Service.
And so a couple weeks ago, they first got on my radar because they tweeted, to avoid crowds, visit areas that are less crowded. and it's like, well, it's not wrong advice.
No, it would be accurate, yes.
And then they go on to say there are more than 400 national parks across the country. We love exploring parks off the beaten path, because I'm sure this, you know, everyone wants to go to the big ones, the Yosemite. And then once you get there, some of the natural beauty maybe doesn't feel as beautiful because there's so many people there.
Sure.
And, you know, like people. And so they were just saying there's other parks you can
wonderful
go to.
Parks, yes.
But yes, that got retweeted like 4,800 times, and I was one of the people who was like, I mean, they're not wrong. But now...
This is the best one in a long time.
Never push a slower friend down when you come across a bear.
And that's the opening line of the tweet, right?
Yes. So basically, and now there's been a bunch of articles written about it since. But, and it's real advice as far as, I think this is, yeah. So the whole tweet is, if you ever come across a bear, never push a slower friend down.
Which is it's a classic joke, right?
Is it?
It is a classic joke. Yes. If you, what should you do? If you're with a friend and you're in the woods and you see a bear, it's push down your friend and keep running.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the whole tweet is, if you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down, right, even if you feel the friendship has run its course.
Ooh, they are harsh over there at the park service.
And so, if not friend, why friend-shaped? What about your other friend? Seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park. While it's an exciting moment, it is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous. And so then they link this to safety around bears.
Okay.
And basically a bunch of information about if you see a bear, how to actually act, react, do not push your friend. And so that visual of just being like, well, screw you, like the sacrificial lamb of throwing it to the bear.
Nice knowing you. I'm out of here.
But then the other things they've been doing recently, which I think are great, especially as someone who is redecorating their house, is they're basically taking pictures from different parks. It's like beautiful pictures of different parks, and then putting the color palette next to it. Have you never seen? See, clearly I spend too much time on Pinterest, but it's like this trend, or not trend, it's a useful thing. It's understanding like the main colors from a picture.
All right.
And then it picks out the color code for next to it. So if like that's the kind of color scheme you want for your room or whatever.
Okay.
And so they've done that with a bunch of different pictures of the park. So again, like very creative and complementing colors that you can use for your next home renovation.
Good to know.
And so give them a follow. Not that they need it. There's plenty of people following them, but do it for yourself because
you'll be glad.
There's every once in a while some gems in there that really, really get you through. So, all right. When we come back, some mostly dinner party, eating etiquette, coming back to the New Yorker and their do's and don'ts when it comes to current etiquette in 2023. We will run through them. Jane and I will debate. The first one, think about it. Let us know your thoughts. Don't foist your allergies onto a dinner party. Think about it. What would you do? I don't have any dinner. I don't have any allergies, so not really applied to me, but I know people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not always an allergy, if you know what I mean. 844-967-2789. We'll be back in just a minute.
You can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A search continuing for four Americans kidnapped after they crossed over the border into Mexico last week.
U.S. officials say four Americans traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina plates crossed into Mexico on Friday, shortly after gunmen began shooting at the van, kidnapping all four people inside. One Mexican bystander was also killed. President Biden briefed the FBI and State Department working with the Mexican government to find them.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. Despite Russian forces nearly surrounding the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, Ukraine's president vowing his forces will not retreat. Russia has been trying to capture the city for months at the cost of thousands of lives. 23 people facing domestic terrorism charges after dozens attacked the site of a police training center outside of Atlanta. The location has become a flashpoint for clashes between police and left-wing protesters following the police-involved shooting death of a local environmental activist in January. This is ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
It's 8 o'clock and we're ready to rock. Get your elbows off the table. Put your napkin in your lap. Stop playing with your food and join us in our rap. Check it out. This is how the table's set. Knives on the right, forks on the left.
See, I just preemptively knew what the next line was going to be.
You're good.
Well, we were listening to something over the weekend, and he's like, do you know this song? I was like, no, it's just a wild guess that it was going to end with the thing that rhymed and the thing that the song's about.
Kind of see it coming, yeah.
All right, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. As a reminder, we haven't done one of these in a while. If you missed any part of today's show,
yes,
you can always listen to it as a podcast. Because not only do we live stream this thing so you can see what we look like, much to Jane's chagrin, you can also listen to us on your schedule.
Right. Whenever it's
whenever you
convenient.
Want.
Yeah, for you.
And so you can go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
And you can leave comments there too, right?
Well, Apple, or you can leave reviews.
Reviews. Okay.
Spotify, you can rate us. Apple, you can also rate us, but you can also leave an actual review for us, which we appreciate, only if you like us. If you have negative feedback, feel free to email us, and then we will read it and defend ourselves silently and then say, thanks for the email.
We do welcome all comments. We really do.
We do. It's actually been really helpful. It's been great to have guest ideas that have come from listeners, mm-hmm. topic ideas that have come from listeners, feedback on things that really stood out. Because, you know, sometimes we are talking into the abyss sometimes, as far as it's unlike a theater or a comedy doing stand up. Where you get immediate feedback on whether or not it's resonating with people.
Right.
Hearing from you that a segment made you think about something differently, you shared it with people, you laughed, helps us.
You learned something.
Yeah. Helps us also know the content that which topics we should keep doing and what kind of guests we should keep bringing back. So we want this to be as engaging and a two-way conversation as possible. So whenever you want to reach out to us, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. You can call us, text us, 844-967-2789. Follow us, As Goes Wisconsin, across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. And I just want to say, at least up to this point, you guys have been really nice to us.
Yeah.
And we really recognize that and appreciate it. I know as a opinion show, people can be pretty nasty. I've seen it in mm-hmm. other places where I've worked and other emails gotten over the years. And people can get pretty nasty when you're a keyboard warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, really appreciate the respectful interactions that we've had with our listeners.
Totally.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, because I've talked to... It wasn't Jesse specifically, but I mean, we have a fair amount of female political journalists in Wisconsin who are not opinion.
Right. They're just reporters.
They're just reporters. And I know that they get vitriol for just reporting the truth.
And these are horrible emails.
Yes. And I have said I am surprised at... Not that it's nothing, but I'm continuously surprised that, for the most part, I don't get called names very often as far as what across all the different channels. And so I don't know if it's because I try to approach topics in a respectful way, playful, but respectful.
Right.
And being thoughtful as far as how to approach a topic, or if it's just because... We're still in the echo chamber and we're not necessarily reaching the people who hate our opinions.
We're not we're not annoying the right people, Kristen.
No, we're not reaching the people who will let us know how much they disagree with us once we do start reaching them.
And I have no problem with letting us know if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
Just don't start swearing. Because as far as I am concerned, when you resort to curse words and insults, you have no argument.
Yeah.
So bring it on. We welcome your opinions. Just don't make me wash your mouth out with soap. Because I don't want to have to do that.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to...
Manners.
Manners. Etiquette. This is the theme here is social part, like social gatherings, ordering food, kind of where we're at.
All right.
So, first one. No deciding your order at the counter.
Yes.
When you roll up, speak up.
Yes.
My only defense as being someone who sometimes does this, and it's not really a defense because I should just wear my glasses, but if they don't have a menu you can look at until you're in front of the board, I'm sometimes sitting there squinting, trying to read the board, and I haven't fully decided yet. Or if it's a very fast line. Or is there no excuse? Am I just wrong?
Well,
should I just wear my glasses?
That would help. that would be a good way to help alleviate that situation.
Yes. Also help with my wrinkles.
And, I mean, we all have computers in our laps that can look up menus for just about every restaurant on the planet. And so just look it up ahead of time so you know what you want.
Yeah.
And if you're at McDonald's and you don't know what you want, then you shouldn't be there. It's not like there's 9,000 new choices at the McDonald's
pretty
menu
standard
that should catch you by surprise, right?
That's true. That's true. All right. You convinced me. I think, so this is, their explanation is if you're waiting in line behind more than one person.
Okay.
So if there's no line, I think there's a little bit of a grace period.
Sure.
That's your time to figure this out. It's not for texting, getting deranged health tips from TikTok, or reading work Slack. Come ready to play and cut right to the chase. Put a string of nouns together. Poppy seed bagel, cream cheese, not toasted. Done. Next. Go.
Brief, concise, and to the point. I like it.
See, especially, again, this is the New Yorker. I imagine there is very little patience for someone to not know what their order is when they get to the front of the line in New York. All right, next one. Don't foist your allergies onto a dinner party.
What does that mean?
So, this is an example. Once I gave a dinner party with my ex, who was a fantastic cook. He created a 5-course menu and made the pasta by hand. Then a famous designer, I won't say who, showed up with a blender filled with the ingredients for his own meal. He was on some very restricted diet. If I were on a very restricted diet, or if I were gluten-free, or vegan, or anything, I would not say a word to my host. At a dinner party, it's about what the host wants to do. Just pick at what you can, then eat when you get home. Agree or disagree?
Well, if you have allergies, allergies can be deadly.
Yeah.
So I think you're within your rights of self-protection.
You bring your own food?
No, but at least you owe the host the courtesy of saying, look, I'm allergic to nuts. Severely, severely allergic to nuts. Because again, there are people who have such serious and strong reactions.
I mean, my mother is deathly allergic to freshwater fish. Most fish.
I have a good friend who's allergic to latex.
Yeah.
And
not going to be in your food.
Well, no, but it's... That's a whole other thing. She's a dental hygienist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a problem until she was able to figure out what was wrong. So anyway, allergies, yeah. But I mean, I have told people who have invited us for dinner, I don't like fish.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't make fish.
And so what happens if you go and they do? You just don't eat it.
I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
Or I'll pick at it.
But I think... The allergy thing, I think you're right.
I mean, that's a matter of life and death.
If you say, I am allergic to this, and then the courtesy of, as the host saying, well, I'm making this, so then you at least give them the opportunity to eat beforehand, say they're not going to come.
Right.
Reevaluate your friendship because they want to kill you.
They don't want, and maybe that's the point. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's run the course.
Yeah.
Your friendship's run the course, just like with the bear.
Yeah, right. have some nut bars.
And so I think there needs to be a little bit more of a conversation. But I do. If someone's making a 5-course meal, there's a lot of planning that goes into that. So maybe some communication with your guests. As far as this is what we're making.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have restrictions?
Right. You guys okay with this? Yes.
All right. This one, I'm interested. I don't know where you're going to fall on this one. Don't browbeat anyone into joining a game at a party.
I'm 100% with that.
I kind of thought that's where you're going to be. I bet you're the same way with karaoke.
Absolutely. Why would you
browbeat someone into singing karaoke?
And I am not a big game player.
Really?
No. It depends upon what it is.
Which games will you play?
I will play Crap on Your Neighbor, the classic card game.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I will play Scrabble.
Okay. Not really a party game.
No.
It's more of a one-on-one good game.
And I would do charades.
I feel like you would you'd shine at charades.
I would do charades. But I have some family members who are very, very pro-game and very pushy pro-gamers.
And are they also very competitive once they play the game?
Yes.
So things end in a fight? Got it.
It's,
I know that well.
And it's so much fun then. Why wouldn't I want to play?
So do they browbeat you into trying to get you to play?
Well, they've given up now.
Okay.
Because it's after years of this, it's like, I'm not playing and you can't make me.
What game do they want you to play?
It's usually some version of cards.
Okay.
Or what was the other thing? My sister has a... It's like bowling, but smaller.
Bowling, but smaller? You can do it in the house?
Yeah, much smaller. I'll have to look it up because I'm drawing a blank.
Bowling? Small bowling
in
the house?
There's a thing and you hit the things and they go to the end. It's very...
Could someone talk you into playing Twister?
Not a chance. At this point in my life, I could hurt myself.
I don't know how the last time I played Twister either. Oh, I'm trying to imagine you just stonewalling someone and be like, get the F out of here.
Well, and once I go down, I'm staying there.
Yes. All right. So don't browbeat people joining a game at a party.
No.
I think we just like let people do their thing. If you are the person who doesn't want to play, offer to be scorekeeper. They offer as a solution.
Something.
So you can still be involved.
Exactly.
But you don't have to be part of the competition.
Don't
get yelled at.
Don't game
shame. Are you secretly worried you're going to be the weakest link?
Not necessarily, okay. No. I just don't want to.
Okay. Fair. All right. So I'm going to say what they think it is. What is the grace period for one-on-one social lateness?
So it's acceptable. You can be late.
As long as you're meeting someone one-on-one. It's not to a party where you're,
right.
You know, it's kind of come and go. It is, you're meeting someone for dinner, drinks, coffee. What is the grace period window of, you're not really late yet?
I'll give 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. And I'm surprised because New York, like you get trains that stop and you can get stuck underneath and then you don't have any service because you're not underneath the water and la, 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 la. There's a lot of reasons that in big cities, it's hard to sometimes be there right at the punctual time.
Sure.
They said the grace period for one-on-one social lateness without penalty remains unchanged at 10 minutes.
That's tight.
I think that's pretty tight
that
too.
That can be cutting it really close.
They said no credit is awarded for arriving early and demanding any is impolite. The pandemic changed everything but this.
10 minutes, that's it.
I think 15 minutes.
I think so too. And I think you raise a really good point about traffic issues and if you're taking an Uber and if you're, you know, there's all kinds of things that can hold you up.
I'm always good to be somewhere between on time and 15 minutes late. Especially the park, you gotta find parking sometimes.
Yes.
So, but anything after that becomes a problem. But all right, that's for today. So come back tomorrow if you have strong feelings about the how to split a bill at friendship with friends. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, when we come back, an American teenager breaking records from Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So don't lick your lips and fingers too.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up today's Monday episode. Flew by.
It really did.
It's a good Monday.
Yep.
Would you call it a bare minimum Monday?
I don't think we did the bare minimum.
I don't think we did the bare minimum, nope. But felt good.
Yeah.
You said we got some texts?
We did. 844-967-2789. You can call or text the same number we were just talking about. How much grace period do you give if you're meeting someone for dinner, for drinks, and what the time limit should be? And so this article from The New Yorker said 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
You get 10 minutes. A texter from the 262 says, grace period depends upon whom I am meeting. And I would go along with that because there are people who are perpetually late. And that gets old really fast. And I think that's indicative of wanting to have control. People who are consistently late.
Oh, that's an interesting insight.
I'm going to make you all wait for me.
I don't think of it as control. I just think of it as it being inconsiderate.
But I think tied into that inconsideration is they're all going to wait for me.
Oh, that's a little bit more sinister than I ever thought it would be. Because I just thought it was people who are bad with time.
Consider who I am.
Okay.
Gee, Jane took a cynical view of that. I'm so surprised.
So surprised.
I know. And then we had a text from, we were talking about hearing from you and texts and emails and any comments you want to make. And lovely Tom from West Allis just says, both of you ladies rock.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate that. We owe you $5.
Yes. Maybe not $5, but.
We'll give $250.
Yeah, okay. Each. We'll each give them $250.
You just think you got to come out. You have to come out to Waukesha to get it.
I know. Which from West Allis, that's not bad. Actually, a buddy of mine who lives in West Allis, who was at the Shuffle this weekend, I think he was like, "When are you getting me on my show? Or when are you getting me on your show?" And I was like, "Well, what would you talk about?" He's a big personality, but he's a plumber, and he wants to come in and talk about unions.
Wonderful.
And you know, he's like, you know, encouraging young people to join the trades, because even if it's not your job forever, while you have that job, you have health insurance, you have benefits because of these certain jobs that still have strong unions.
Yes.
And I was like, I was not expecting, because he's a goofball, but it was such a great answer. I was like, yeah, absolutely. Come in and talk about it as far as like what the union does for you. Because, you know, sometimes unions get a bad rap. But I think also talking about what it's like to go into the trades and have that be your profession. Because it was funny, because he, being a plumber, the amount of people that day as we were all hanging out, I think he got like 3 new customers that day. Like, well, can you come over and fix this? He goes, yeah, of course. And there you go.
I'm telling you, plumbers, electricians, if you have someone that you trust and you can rely on, it's huge. And I have done series about more girls getting into the trades.
Oh.
Because these are family supporting jobs.
Yeah.
You know, once you get through your apprenticeship, and as you said, there are benefits while you're going through that. But once you become, I believe it's journeyman, you can make a good living. I mean, crane operators, because I did get to operate a crane once really badly.
Did you break anything?
I did not break anything. But I mean, that is a really, really complicated job. The mathematics and the weight loads and the, but once you get through all of that and you become a journeyman, you can make a good living.
Wait, I want to hear more about you driving a crane. So how did this happen?
So I was driving past this construction site once and no one was there, so I jumped in. Yeah. No, there's a construction company near Green Bay that has an open house for getting girls in the trades. So they will have different setups of a carpentry setup and then a masonry setup. And the carpentry, they build a picnic table. And in masonry, they build a wall. And then there's the crane. And you can try and drive the crane. Actually, what you're doing is you're trying to sink a weight into a garbage can.
Okay.
But the controls are very, very sensitive. And as you're moving, the weight starts to swing.
Yep.
So it took me a good 20 minutes.
To get the weight in. But you got it.
I did get it in, which was one of the proudest moments of my life. And I just give so much credit to the professionals who were there and their patience, because they were so, so good-natured and so patient. And the guy who was helping me just laughed. They just had they were just all so wonderful. But seriously, if your girls have an aptitude for stuff like that, it's really, I talked to women who were laborers.
Yeah.
Who, and then became project managers. And like so many industries, the trades are looking for more people.
Totally.
And it's a really good, if I had any aptitude for math, that would have been something I think I would have considered more seriously.
So wait, when you went and did this, was it because it was something you were looking into, or did you do it as like a radio bit?
I was doing it as a story.
The story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it as a story.
You weren't like, oh, maybe my second profession can be a laborer.
No, but I would love to learn how to drive a front end loader.
Then you could put your bumper sticker on Danger Lady Jane.
I have chill.
Wait, can we do that? Can we revive that story and do it again?
Absolutely.
I would love to learn more about that.
We will make a reach.
All right. We will make a reach. That sounds super interesting. All right. Well, that'll about do it for us today. You can stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I guess, should we say Luke and Brian? It's always a crapshoot if Brian's going to be there.
Luke and guest.
Luke and someone.
Luke and guest.
Luke and a surprise.
Fancy Brian has 9,000 things on his plate right now. And
Fancy Brian fixed our microphones, by the way.
I know.
You can let us know if we sound a lot better than we have been sounding.
Because of Fancy Brian.
We can thank Fancy Brian.
He was here yesterday.
If you're listening to WXCO, you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But for now, that'll about do it for us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow at 11 to do this all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.